big question rolling around now too with all this royal talk. I mean, you know, we're excited about, you know, Harry and Will's maybe butting heads, maybe not butting heads, maybe resolving something. I know John Major was saying yesterday, the ex-Prime Minister, that this will be a good time for them to bring down the walls and sort of connect. But is a funeral the right way to do that?
I think it just naturally happens at a funeral. I think because everyone is in sort of a soft space, you know, people are less likely, I think, I was going to say to get argy-bargy and because it's kind of not kosher.
Yeah.
You want when to you're
keep
at a funeral.
You want to keep
absolutely.
The peace.
You want to keep the peace and you don't want to be disrespectful or take away from honouring the person that's passed. So, yeah, I'm sure that a lot of things have been resolved at funerals.
I hope it does get resolved because the next question that people are asking, and I don't know why this always occurs when the royal stuff gets in the news, but they're now saying that with Prince Philip gone, you know, the Queen, yeah, she's very stoic, she'll get on with the job, but maybe is it time for her to pass on the baton? And if it is, I'm not saying she would do it, but a lot of people are saying, can we just bypass Charles and go to William? And I know this has come up before because William and Kate seem to be that model couple. They seem to be the future of the royal family. Mm. But I know there's succession there that you really can't do away with. Charles would have to follow through next to take on that top job, even if it only is for 10, 15 years before William moves in. But
What do you think? Come on, what's your feelings on this?
I just think Charles, as a child, was always oppressed by Philip. I just don't think he was... You know, Philip was such a magnificent, big personality. Mm. Charles was always in his shadow. And I just don't think Charles is king material.
What?
I'm thinking Will could actually take on the role. And
why don't you think he's king material?
He just doesn't seem to have the gravitas. I just get that air about him. He just always has seemed to be an oppressed personality.
But as you're sort of saying that you feel like that was Prince Philip's...
Well, his energy.
Not
Prince
necessarily
Philip was...
his doing, but, I mean, he's someone that people naturally gravitated towards and enjoyed his sense of humour.
He did have that, but he also was a very tough dad, and he did push Charles in his younger years to do a lot of things he didn't want to do, go to this school he went to when he was a kid that sort of made boys into men.
Okay.
Charles never really appreciated that. And I don't know.
So why don't you think this is, I mean, look, my feeling is it should, let's see how Charles feels about it. I think that's a really great reason for him to be able to take the throne.
Yeah.
He's had to deal with a lot throughout his life. I feel like it should go to Charles.
And it will.
William can wait.
Because succession has to go that way. But the Queen could always do an unprecedented thing and say, I'm going to abdicate in favour of my grandson. And that
I would be absolutely livid if I was Charles. All of the crap that you've had to put up with your entire life and had to toe the line and maybe behave yourself a bit more than your siblings because you're the next king.
Well, he's
70. You're the next king.
He's
you can't 70 behave
something,
like that.
Isn't he?
So he hasn't been able to let his hair down. Now he's too old.
But it's
so
well, 70...
he's not going to go nightclubbing at the age of whatever he is.
No,
what is
I
he?
Know.
70 something?
Well, William doesn't do that either. But
exactly. He deserves the shot. He deserves to be the king, in my opinion.
Okay. In your opinion, that's fine. I just think we move on to William. I just think William is ready to take the monarchy into the next generation, into the next century, because the world has changed since the Queen's taken on the role. We don't view the royals in the same way. They're seen more as a celebrity family rather than an institution. And I think too many people are trying to hang on to that old world thing that we've got to follow protocol. We've got to curtsy. We've got to bow. We've got to make sure these people follow through. But I'm thinking you've got to do what's right for the family, what's right for the firm, and I think William would be the way to go.
What about what's right for Charles? I mean, I'm actually really, truly shocked that you're saying that, you know, Charles has been oppressed and he doesn't have the gravitas. I mean, you're someone that at times in your life you've felt like you've been a bit oppressed and maybe not, you know, a square peg in a round hole because you were at a school with a whole bunch of boys that were rugby boys and it never interested you. Well, I would think that you'd be the exact opposite and want Charles to have his turn in the sun.
Yeah, but a king has to be strong. He has to be, I suppose, manly in a way, a bit like Prince Philip was. And I feel that Charles just won't, you know, I just don't think he'd cut it.
I think you're putting too much pressure on Charles. Come on, mate.
Not that he would listen to me, but I don't know.
Maybe he will.
1-300-891-929. I'm Keen Zinc family, if you're around this morning. Should William take over as the next monarch, and let's move Charles to, you know, the early retirement home. What are you saying, John? Time for William to take over or what?
No, not at all.
Why not?
And I think what you need to do is have a look at Prince Charles's record as a businessman, yeah, and as an entrepreneur. and have a look at what he did when he took over the Duchy of Cornwall, which was making a loss, a big loss.
Okay.
Within a few years, he turned it into a massive business. He built an eco-village in Wiltshire, and he is one very, very clever man.
Oh, fantastic.
Are you from his area, John, are you?
Sorry?
Are you from his area?
I came from Worcester, which is west of England.
Okay. I didn't realise. I forgot about the business side of stuff. I mean, I suppose a king has to run a country too, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he has done a fantastic job. And when you look at his charities, the Prince's Trust and everything else, that man has got the ability to do it. And I think it would take the pressure off William greatly if his dad did it, at least for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, I agree. I really want to see Prince Charles become king.
Yeah, I think he's paid his dues.
Yeah, I like Prince Charles too. And I think that a lot of the pressure of, you know, obviously very sad the situation with him and Diana. I mean, they were never meant to be together. But he was never allowed to do what he wanted to do. So, anyway.
It was an arranged marriage, which we're all against when it comes
we know, John.
Absolutely.
Thanks for those thoughts, John. Colin, you think William should take over as king?
No, Charles.
Oh, everyone's going
and
Charles.
And why say you, Charles?
Well, he's waited that bloody long. He might as well get a shot at it.
I know.
That's not a reason to take on the job.
And the thing is, he cares about the world as well. The environmentalist.
Yeah, I like that record. But William does too. William's, I mean, I suppose he hasn't been around as long as
he has. Yeah, but William can wait. Like, Charles has waited his whole life. I mean, the Queen's just hung in there, and he's had to wait and behave himself all these years. Give it to him.
That's right. Give him a shot at the title.
Yes.
All right, you monarchs, fine. Monarchs, God, I'm surrounded by them now. In the Zinc family.
Love this.
In the studio.
I love it when we put it out to the family and they all weigh in on my side.